300.
We have 300.
You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. It's hard to believe, well, it's hard for me to believe at least, but this is our 300th episode. Not only that, but 2026 marks the Sounds of Christmas station's 20th season. Over the last 299 episodes, I've gotten to talk to lots of artists about their Christmas music. I've gotten to talk to podcasters about what they do and why. I've even gotten to talk to some who just love Christmas music. And while the conversation may have been one-sided, I'd like to think I've gotten to talk to you, too. I first started the Sounds of Christmas podcast because I thought others who also love Christmas and Christmas music might be interested in a podcast about that very subject. In fact, it was my love of Christmas music that led me to launch the Sounds of Christmas station in the first place. I just felt that there was so much Christmas music out there, so much good Christmas music, that just never saw the light of day on traditional radio. Maybe I could do something about that. It seemed like, for the most part, your local radio station that had just become your town's Christmas station played the same short list of songs over and over. Has it changed over the years? There was no Spotify when the Sounds of Christmas launched in 2007, at least not in the U.S. There was Amazon Music, but it was brand new and actually allowed you to upload the music you wanted to listen to rather than use their library. Mariah Carey had only released one Christmas album. Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album was still 6 years away. Pentatonix was still 4 years away from getting together. Since then, there are many music streaming services, and there are still radio stations that become your Christmas station in almost every market in America. For 19 seasons on the Sounds of Christmas station, I've been beating the drum about variety, annually posting what we play on our first day of the new season, which is often more songs than most traditional radio stations play during the entire Christmas season. For this 300th episode, I thought I'd take a look at the state of Christmas music on the radio and online and see how it compares to the way things were when the Sounds of Christmas station started. In 2007, the top 10 Christmas songs on the radio were All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, Christmas Eve Sarajevo 1224 by Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano, Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole, White Christmas by Bing Crosby, Last Christmas by Wham!, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. The newest song in the bunch is the one from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which at that time was still 11 years old. Now, if we expanded that list to the top 12, it would include a song that was only 7 years old, The Christmas Shoes from New Song. If we expanded it to 15, it would include Faith Hill's Where Are You Christmas and Taylor Swift's version of Last Christmas, which would have been the newest song from her EP that was released that year. If we expanded it to 20, it would include John Lennon's Happy Christmas, Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, The Eagles' Please Come Home for Christmas, Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Elvis's Blue Christmas. While I'm not crazy about the Christmas Shoes, I do love all the other songs, and I played them all on the Sounds of Christmas, and still do. But in 2007, I also played new songs from Kimberly Locke, Chris Squire, Mandisa, Boney James, Man I'm Steamroller, Jars of Clay, Olivia Newton-John, Carney Wilson, The Smithereens, The Isley Brothers, Michael W. Smith, Barry Manilow, Marie Osmond, Reliant K, Dave Koz, Patti LaBelle, Mindy Smith, Josh Groban, Asleep at the Wheel, The Captain and Tennille, Randy Travis, Katie Tunstall, and Yolanda Adams, just to name a few. Maybe that's not quite fair, but I did play hundreds of other songs too. Those were just the ones that were new in 2007. Taking a much bigger look at what radio played in 2007 for songs that were released in the 21st century, there was Josh Groban's song Believe from the Polar Express from 2004. And while Michael Bublé's Christmas album was still a few years away, they did play his 2005 single of Let It Snow. And the duet featuring Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan on God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from 2000. And James Taylor's version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from 2002. And Mistletoe from Colby Calais, which actually came out in 2007. And Santa Baby from Taylor Swift, also from her EP that was released in 2007. For 2025, let's start with a look at what an iHeart station in a major market played. There are over 800 iHeart radio stations, but only 150 or so become all Christmas stations. Of those, most adhere to similar, if not the same, playlist. So here's the top 20 from 2025. Carol of the Bells by Mannheim Steamroller. Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Linus and Lucy by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. White Christmas by the Drifters. Last Christmas by Wham. Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Leanne Rimes. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Jingle Bell Rock by Brenda Lee. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé. Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. Jingle Bells by Frank Sinatra. Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love. Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry. This Christmas by Train. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Thurl Ravenscroft. Happy Christmas War is Over by John Lennon. And Christmas Canon by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Only two songs out of their 20 most played songs were from the 21st century. Michael Bublé's It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas from 2011, and Train's version of This Christmas from 2017. Seven of 2007's top 10 show up here, but only one more from 2007 shows up here if we expand that list to 20. For the time period, the 2007 list actually has more songs that were recent than the list from this past season. But the 2025 list does seem to add some more variety, although I guess that's debatable since it kind of just changes a dozen songs for a different dozen. In 2007, SiriusXM did not have their Christmas station Holly. In fact, Sirius and XM Radio were two different satellite radio companies in 2007. In 2025, SiriusXM not only had Holly, but they had roughly two dozen different Christmas music channels. Holly, I believe, was their first, and its programming is more similar to traditional radio stations' all-Christmas formats, at least in that they play classic Christmas songs as well as recent pop Christmas songs. Here's the 20 most played songs on Holly this past season. Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. A medley of Sleigh Ride and Jingle Bells by Diana Ross. Ring Christmas Bells by Ray Conniff. A medley of Deck the Halls and Silent Night by Whitney Houston. Silver Bells by Martina McBride. Merry Christmas Happy Holidays by NSYNC. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Dolly Parton. You Deserve It All by John Legend. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Dean Martin. Linus and Lucy by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Thurl Ravenscroft. Here Comes Santa Claus by Gene Autry. What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder. Christmas the Whole Year Round by Sabrina Carpenter, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Happy Holiday, The Holiday Season by Andy Williams, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano, Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes, Wonderful Christmas Time by Diana Ross, and All I Want for Christmas by Liam Payne. A much different list with barely any shared songs with the iHeart list, and a couple more newer songs. Dolly Parton's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus was from 2020. John Legend's You Deserve It All from 2021. Sabrina Carpenter's Christmas the Whole Year Round from 2015. And Liam Payne's All I Want for Christmas from 2019. And I guess you could add the Dean Martin song, since it was released last year as a previously unreleased track, though it was actually not previously unreleased. It was on a giant compilation of his that was released back in the 1990s. So that's four songs from the 21st century, five if you count Dean Martin. Since the two lists from 2025 were so different from each other, I thought I'd take a look at streaming and see what people were listening to when they got to pick the specific songs. First, here's the most streamed Christmas songs this year on Spotify. What Christmas Means to Me by Cher and Stevie Wonder. Merry Christmas Everyone by Shaken Stevens. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea. Last Christmas by Austin. Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Cher and Darlene Love. Merry Christmas Everybody by Slade. White Christmas by The Drifters. Santa Baby by Kylie Minogue. Happy Christmas War Is Over by John Lennon. Christmas Lights by Coldplay. Lonely This Christmas by Mudd. 2,000 Miles by The Pretenders. White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Stop the Cavalry by Jonah Lewis. Under the Tree by Ed Sheeran. Mary's Boy Child by Boney M. Your Christmas to Me by Sam Ryder. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Michael Bublé. Six songs from the 21st century. The two from Cher, Austin, Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, and Sam Ryder. Otherwise, not much in common with the other lists. Now here's the most streamed songs this year on Apple Music. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Last Christmas by Wham. Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. Merry Christmas by Ed Sheeran and Elton John. Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love. The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes. Snowman by Sia. Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. Let It Snow by Dean Martin. Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. That Spirit of Christmas by Ray Charles. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid. Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Thurl Ravenscroft. And Please Come Home for Christmas by The Eagles. Much different than the Spotify list, with more overlap with iHeart, and only three songs from the 21st century, Kelly Clarkson, Sia, and Ariana Grande. So what does it all mean? I think it means that there's a lot more variety of Christmas music out there, whether you listen to traditional radio, satellite radio, or a streaming service, or the sounds of Christmas. My guess is that you listen to more than one of those, and while I'd like to take credit for the growth in the variety of Christmas music from 2007 to today, I think it's more about the evolution of how we listen to music. Before I started the Sounds of Christmas in 2007, the only other choice was traditional radio, or playing your own music, which is still an option today, of course. But the state of Christmas music has come a long way in the 19 seasons of the Sounds of Christmas station and the 299 episodes of this podcast. Oh, one other thing regarding radio. Years ago, before so many stations were going all Christmas, radio used to start the season sprinkling in a song here and there. That tended to start around Thanksgiving, usually the day after, and then it would increase until the week of Christmas, when most, but not usually all, of the songs the station played were Christmas songs. And many of those stations went all Christmas finally on Christmas Eve and through Christmas Day. At some point in the 1990s, stations here and there began going all Christmas in November. By the early 2000s, almost every market in the U.S. had at least one station that was known as the Christmas station, going all Christmas at some point in November and continuing through Christmas Day. One of the things that always annoyed me was, in either case, whether there was a slow buildup to all Christmas or whether they just flipped a switch and started all Christmas in November, most, if not all of them, completely stopped all the Christmas music at midnight Christmas night. Some even switched earlier on Christmas Day. This year, many of those all Christmas stations let the Christmas music continue after Christmas Day, tapering off the way they used to start it years ago. Now, that could have been because, for many of those stations, they didn't start until the 3rd or 4th of November, since the 1st fell on a Saturday. So maybe it was some kind of makeup for the first few November days that they missed. Or it could have been a fluke. Or maybe it's a new trend. I guess we'll just find out next year. My goal in all of this was to simply take a look at the state of Christmas music on the radio and online. This was by no means a hit piece, suggesting that my station is so much better than any of these other choices. For some, maybe it is. For others, they might enjoy a little less variety and more of the songs they know and love. And for others, they might just want to control exactly which songs they listen to. Pretty sure for most, it's a combination. Anyway, whichever way you get your Christmas music, and since you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure it is one of the ways I mentioned, I'm grateful that you choose to spend at least part of the season with the sounds of Christmas. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, so you can click on that, find your favorite, then click on over, and then subscribe so you never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.